Wheeler, brother. Battle Creek, Michigan. January 13th, 1862. Dear brother Wheeler, January 4th, I was shown some things in vision in regard to you and the state of things in New York. I saw that you had no real sense of the influence which you have exerted on the wrong side. You have, brother Wheeler, freely made your remarks in regard to my visions, suggested difficulties and doubts, and although you have made some acknowledgement in the paper, yet you have failed to undo what you have done. You do not now see, neither does your wife, that you were working directly contrary to the Spirit of God. You do not begin to see the influence you have exerted. You cannot see that your course was so very much out of way. It looks to you very nearly right, and you stand in just that position where Satan can take advantage of you any time and lead you to call right wrong and wrong right. Unless you can see and realize where you have failed, you will certainly be liable to fail again. You have caused souls who were weak and who had great confidence in you to stumble. It is much easier to exert a wrong influence, to encourage unbelief and doubts, and set the mind to running in a wrong channel than it is to turn that mind after you have directed it wrongly. It is not an easy matter for you to inspire faith in the visions after you have shaken confidence in them and poisoned minds with unbelief. This is the very course the wily skeptic has taken. He has taken God's word, selected some seeming difficulties in Scripture, or some contradiction, and then, in the easiest, quietest manner possible, presented it before minds in a wrong light, giving the wrong understanding and making impressions upon naturally unbelieving minds that it would take years to efface. There is a chance for those who wish to do so to doubt God's word. Unbelief can find a handle almost anywhere. There is an opportunity for all who wish to doubt and disbelieve the visions, and you have given individuals aid in this matter. This is not against me. You must answer to God for this influence. If God has been working to correct, to bring up, and to unite his people through the instrumentality of the visions, you have been working in an entirely opposite direction. Souls are fainting and faltering through the influence you exerted. Neither your wife nor yourself have seen or realized that you have strengthened the hands of those who were in opposition to God's work and the influence of truth. You have a work to do in order to wrench yourself from Satan's snare, to counteract the influence you have exerted as far as you can, and make energetic efforts to get into the light. You are not there yet. God is not pleased with your course, for you have not been gathering, but scattering. The vision sent you, which was given at Roosevelt, you have not seen. You have not felt its force. You would sooner think that there was some mistake in the matter than to receive it as from heaven and make diligent work to redeem the past. I was cited to this scripture: to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. 1 Samuel 15:22-23. In regard to your acknowledgments in the paper, enough has been said, but you have not carried that confession to the very times and places in your labors, and earnestly sought to do away what you have done in laying stumbling blocks in the way of others. But you can never do this until you regard the visions in a different light than that in which you now regard them. You are in a perfect snare of Satan, held fast in regard to the gifts. You do not see it. That is the reason I tremble for you. Your labors will do more hurt than good as you now stand. Those who labor in God's cause in these perilous times must be clear, must be right on every point. Satan is working every device to make a jar in the body. It is sound, wholehearted, decided, thorough workmen whom God now will sanction and bless, and use as instruments to bring up his people to an holy, elevated position. One inefficient workman will do more injury than half a dozen thorough workmen can follow after and undo. Please copy and return the original as soon as you can. In much love.